I'm here at a beautiful studio at 361 Main Street in Hawkesbury. And it's on the second floor of a, I guess, what was an old garage that's been completely renovated. It's beautiful. It's got sun streaming in through the southern windows. The north wall is covered with mirrors. And it's the studio of Anan Yassin. Hi, Anan.
Hi, Jean.
Thanks for inviting me to your studio. We're here talking today because you're about to start up group classes, I guess, group training for a new kind of exercise that you've gone and studied in New York. And I guess I'm here to hear all about foundation training. But my first question, Anan, is why we need another exercise regimen?
Well, I'd say what we do need are strong bodies that can support the lifestyles that we want to have. I've always been looking for something to give me a strong foundation for the work that I love to do and the exercise and sports that I love to do.
And is it safe for us to assume that there was nothing out there that quite did it for you in terms of other forms of exercise?
I've tried many, many things and love them, but they often have left me tired. Or I've overstretched, or I've overdone it. They have actually sometimes weakened me, even if temporarily. Even things like gardening, which isn't an exercise regime, but I need my body to do it. And foundation training has been created by a man called Dr. Eric Goodman, who is a chiropractor who hurt his own back, which was the flag for me, because I think it's like having a baby. If you haven't actually ever felt back pain, you don't really understand it outside of the academic description.
So I'm just going to pause for a second. You mentioned that Eric Goodman was a chiropractor. Did he try to use chiropractic to heal his pain?
Absolutely. And he's not, again, he still calls himself a chiropractor.
Yes.
But he was not able to stay out of pain. He was getting short-term relief. Mm. And because that's his field of study and his passion, he said, this is crazy.
Yeah.
We've got to, and there's so many people who are affected by back pain and associated pain.
So he went ahead and developed a brand new form of exercise.
Yeah, whilst in pain himself. Mm. And he was looking at, instead of the fashionable focus, which has been on the abdomen, shifting the focus to the back muscles, the posterior chain.
Something I saw somewhere that you call the real core.
Well, he calls it
the real core.
And I would actually say, from the results of my body and people I've worked with, that it is a far stronger foundation for your posture, for your daily movements, as much as for exercise you like to do or sport. A lot of our problems are because of our sedentary modern lifestyles and bad movement patterns.
I think from the literature that I've seen for foundation training that it's being touted as a modern day form of exercise for modern day ailments. So does it speak directly to the problems that we have of sitting in front of the computer too long, like 8 and 9 and 10 hours a day, and craning forward to look at the monitor and that kind of thing? Does it address the effects of that kind of posture or sitting?
Yes, absolutely. These exercises are teaching you how to use the large muscles of the body, which are more appropriate for weight bearing, the hips, for example, the glutes, the hamstrings, and
the really big muscles in our body.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not to replace any exercise that, as I said, that you love to do. Hopefully you love to do the exercise that you do, whatever it is. It is to augment it so that you can perform better. And if you don't do any exercise, you will move better. Mm. You will sit. And it just becomes automatic. You just consciously, your body starts to relearn on a very deep level. That's how I found. When I actually did my training, for a while I felt, because I was using the glutes more when I was walking, I felt like a gorilla for a bit. And I went up to Eric and I said, you know, I'm walking funny. I feel like my butt's stuck out behind me and I've got this huge glutes. But I'm still leaning forward. And he started laughing and he said, well, you're in process. Your body's in process of shifting. And, you know, just wait. You'll then, you know, be able to decompress the diaphragm and come up tall again, but still be firing from the glutes and the hamstrings to walk. Okay. And I love to walk. That's one thing I love to do.
But does this mean that eventually you're going to graduate to beyond looking like a gorilla walking down the street back to a Homo sapien again? I mean, is that the goal ultimately?
Hopefully I've already gone past the gorilla stage.
Okay. Well, that sounds really interesting. If a newcomer was coming into your class for the very first time, what would be their first impression, or what is the foundation of foundation training?
The foundation which everybody will learn is the decompression breath. Mm. It's about decompressing the spine and bringing space back in to the vertebrae, in between the vertebrae, and then bracing, teaching the muscles to brace the space. Okay. So that you don't collapse. You're not taking that big breath in and then collapsing on the exhale. You're taking the breath in, you're bringing space into the body, and then training the muscles to hold and support that space, and then learning to move from that place. Yeah. The exercises look deceptively simple. Mm-hmm. However, because often you're learning a new way to breathe, a new way to move, mm-hmm. even the term hinge, I'm teaching people to hinge, which means to start the movement by releasing the hips behind them, as opposed to flexing the spine. Those things take time to learn and understand, and that is the starting point for everybody.
Okay. This is radio, so we don't have any pictures, we don't have any images, but I'm going to ask you to stand up with me and take me through what you just said. The basic move of foundation training, the decompression breathing. Just describe it for me, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to walk you through it. Okay, so this posterior chain of muscles begins with the heels. Mm-hmm. And I would say that you are naturally externally rotated. So I'm going to ask you to turn the toes in a little bit towards each other. Okay. Your feet are about hip width apart.
Yeah.
Turn the toes in.
A little pigeon-toed.
Yeah, I want you to be pigeon-toed, okay, because you're naturally externally rotated. And then unlock the knees.
Okay.
So it's not a deep bend. We're working on keeping the knees either at the same level as the heels or behind. So those people, for example, who practice yoga, there is a new learning that has to happen. And just gently release the pelvis to the back, or tip it forward, depends how you think about it. Just release the bottom, your bottom out to the back.
Okay.
Just gently, no force there.
Yeah.
And so we're working the way up the body. So we need to roll the shoulders back. And actually, we'll splay the fingers of the hands and push the side of your hand into the hips.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And if you just feel that movement starting to come up, bring your attention to your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Now, often people on the computer, etc., they tend to have their neck coming too far forward.
Yeah.
And so the neck muscles aren't balanced. So I want you to think of the space in the back of the neck, lengthening the back of the neck, and the chin is behind the chest. You can think of it like that.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah.
Pushing
good.
Up with the crown of the head.
Yes.
Okay. So then your first decompression breath is that you're focusing on expanding the diaphragm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's probably easiest to start with the front of the chest.
This is the diaphragm here, right down here.
No, you're coming up higher. You're high in the chest.
Okay.
Okay. So you're expanding the diaphragm, thinking of the front. Eventually, we'll get to the side of the ribs, and then finally to the back of the rib cage on that inhale. Okay. But it's a process, because the muscle, the fascia, the ligaments have got to learn this and relax and release.
Okay.
Anyway, so you'll take that deep breath in. And now the key is that you don't collapse on the exhale. You keep that expansion. As you exhale, you pull the belly in towards the spine. And then when you're ready, you can take another breath in. I imagine I'm a bird with a big chest, getting my big puffy chest.
Yeah, I'm strutting around like a big rooster. Okay.
And then when you exhale, don't collapse the chest. Keep that decompression, keep that space. Belly comes in. And really that's the, I'll let you relax now. That's the very first step. We do take the arms up so that it's easier to lengthen the lats, so you can widen the ribs. And you come to the back of the rib cage to expand the back of the rib cage. And then we actually start to come forward a little bit to engage the back muscles.
Okay. That was a great demonstration of the basic steps, I guess, for... is that form part of almost every move in the foundation training?
Yes, it is. In all the exercises, you are applying that decompression breath.
Okay, interesting.
So there are different ways of bringing that space in.
Yeah.
One more thing to say about the decompression breath.
Mm-hmm.
It fires up the metabolism and increases oxygen to the brain,
yes,
and into the bloodstream.
Yep.
It's an amazing thing to do when you wake up, to open the window, even midwinter, get that amazing oxygen, winter quality air that we've got right now into your body. And it's instant. The body's response is instant. Mm.
So all that oxygen will feed those cells as they rev up their metabolism. Mm-hmm. Okay, you've given us a really good overview and actually a first free lesson. So I think it should be enough to pique people's curiosity and have them look it up online. I think Eric Goodman has a really good site for
yes,
foundation training.
Foundationtraining.com. There are free YouTube examples mm-hmm, too. Mm-hmm. And as always, take it easy. Watch it and watch it over and over again before you try it out.
Yes, yes.
And yeah, it's an excellent website, actually.
Yeah. And Anand, if people are interested in finding out more about taking foundation training locally, because you're starting up classes, as I mentioned at the beginning of this interview, where can they find out more information about that?
For me personally, yes. They can call me,
okay,
which is 613-678-1421 or ananyasin@hotmail.com.
Okay, so 678-1421 and area code 613, of course, and ananyasin@hotmail.com. ananyasin, all one word, all lowercase, @hotmail.com. Thanks, Anand.
Very welcome. Thank you.